Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I think you're a robot. Can you tell me your last name, please?
My name is Will Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z.
All right. Hi, Will. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. What is the survey for?
It's about Florida, some laws they're trying to pass, and about medical assistance for all Floridians.
All right. Go ahead. Give me the survey.
Okay. First question, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, yes or no?
Yes.
Will you be registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm not telling you that.
Independent.
Thank you so much. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
My child would not be allowed to do that.
Okay, so you will oppose it?
My child would not be allowed to do that.
So you're opposing it. You're opposing it.
So
I'm not going to tell the legislature what to do. The legislature does what the hell it does, whatever Ron says, as you know.
Okay.
If you live here.
Right.
I understand, but the options are either you support or oppose. Which one should I mark?
I would not allow my child to do that.
Okay, thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of a crime victim to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Oppose.
Yeah, somewhat or strongly oppose?
Oppose. You gave me to support it or negate it. I said negate.
Okay. But just to have a clear... Yeah.
It is
but
clear.
The options...
Oppose. If you can't understand the word, try a different word.
Okay. Some police officers previously claimed they were victims, crime victims, when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Do you support or oppose? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm going to skip this question.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little too high, about right, or low?
It's much too high. Are you nuts? Do you pay tax in Florida? Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
But we did pay our tax this year.
Thank you,
already,
sir.
before even the deadline.
Thank you, and that's very responsible on your behalf. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue wastefully in a wasteful manner or spend tax revenue in an efficient manner?
I think locally efficient. The state, no, not so much.
Okay, thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Do you support or oppose?
Well, let me get this straight. What you're asking me is the Florida legislature is going to tell me how to take care of my pet or not tell me how to take care of my pet. The Florida legislature and its constitution has nothing to do with my pet. It has to do with running the state of Florida. That's all. So I'm not going to answer this anymore because it has nothing to do with it. I take care of my pet the best way I can, but the Florida legislature has nothing to do with me and my pet. Okay?
Okay.
They shouldn't even be involved in my pet. They need to be involved in the state of Florida.
Okay.
Understand what
Let's
that
go to
means?
The next. Of course. Of course. Good. Of course. So, and you have the right to that.
And we don't have to remove snow here, for thank God for that, but we still are dealing with a Cat 5 hurricane. It's going to be years for our community to be able to pull it back together. Sanibel is shot, man. I mean, that's one of the most important things in Florida. That's what the legislature needs to deal with, not my pet.
Okay. Let's go to the next question. Okay. Veterinary PAs are like physician's assistants trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, treatments, while under a supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Would you support or oppose that?
The state of Florida has nothing to do with my pet. It needs to take care of the state of Florida. That's the ports and the roads and commerce and our schools. It has nothing to do with my pet.
Okay. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? They should or should not?
Of course, they always have, and they better continue to, or we will lose our democracy.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Sir, if they do that, they will lose their own government. If they try to hide our free and open government from its own people, they will lose it. Don't think that they're that stupid. They would love to hide, but they cannot. Florida's a free state. We get to see and hear what they're doing all of the time. That's the law here. It has to remain the law here.
Thank you, sir. So that means it will be very unlikely for you to do that.
I'm not doing anything. You're talking about the legislature not providing information about what they're doing to the public. That's wrong. That's against the law.
No.
Ask them why they would do something that's stupid.
Okay,
Let's move on.
Okay, a recent study found that Florida's vacational rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, we lost everything on Sanibel and Fort Myers Beach. We're rebuilding, and it's been over a year and a half since the hurricane. And it's going to take another 2 to 3 years for Sanibel. So that's one of the most important areas in Florida. And I don't think that the legislature has done enough for the people here because they've made it very complicated for the people to rebuild. So okay, if you want the money back, if they want the money back because they get a bed tax, they're going to have to help.
Okay,
I don't get a bed
so
tax.
Much.
No hair off my nose.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their private, their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
I don't know. No opinion.
Okay, not sure. Okay. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Consistent would be good.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you know how to swim? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or do you think they are on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Next, I will read to you two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. The first one, public schools should just stick to the traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Second, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Which one do you agree with the most, the first or second?
Read the second again.
Public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
Well, here's my opinion. For those bright kids, yes. And for the other kids that aren't so bright, no. So it goes both ways. We have several tiers in our local schools. Some kids get more than other kids because they can handle more, and that's the way it should be. And it should not be legislated.
Thank you.
It should not be legislated.
Thank you so much.
It should not be legislated.
Thank you so much. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
Yes. All the housing is too expensive in Fort Myers, Florida. All of it is.
Okay.
You know what a house costs there now? You know what it cost 4 years ago? You do know? Then you already know the answer. Don't have to ask that one.
I know, sir, but it's not about me. I'm the one asking the questions to you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
No.
Yes, they are, or no, they are not. Okay, no. Thank you.
They are not. But they won't pay over $12, $15 an hour, so they're not going to find any because affordable housing doubled in cost in the last year and a half. And so, therefore, wages would have to double. So that's just the way it is.
Thank you. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not.
They do not.
Thank you. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permit and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? They should or they should not?
They should not. We don't have affordable housing in Lee County, Florida. We never will.
Okay.
We're never going to. The developers are never going to allow it.
Thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, teachers, how will that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or it will have no impact on your voting decision?
No impact.
Thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitutional title requirement to expand Medicaid eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose income are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level, and who meet other eligibility requirements. We know greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No.
Thank you.
Medicaid is welfare. Medicaid is welfare.
Thank you.
Currently,
Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No. Medicaid is welfare.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
Above 65.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American?
This conversation. Thank you. Bye-bye.